Welcome to the Real Fit, Real Talk podcast with your hosts, Kevin Jeffrey. Hey guys, welcome to the Real Fit, Real Talk podcast. So here we go. First episode. Today is just going to be an introduction. I'm just going to introduce you to myself, to the show, and really just talk about why we're here, why we've created this podcast, and really what we want to do over the next weeks, months, years. And grow forward together. So an intro to, Real Fit, really. What is Real Fit? Why are we here? What is our purpose? The main goal of Real Fit was always to bring a community-based class, gym or class-led gym. So you always got a trainer involved with it. There's always a group of people together. It builds a community. It builds that level of understanding that everyone's sort of pushing together. And that's really what Real Fit has always been about in terms of the physical gym. You know, the thing that's put us uniquely in a place that we are is that we are in St. Neots, a trainer-led based gym session. We have a variety of different sessions based around functional fitness and using different coaches, different skill sets, having a massive variety there in terms of the sessions. People get a real good fun workout in a fun environment. And it's always really where we've sort of led what we do. And over the course of the last year, obviously like the entire industry, we've been kicked in the knackers and we've really got to, we've really had to kind of pull together and get through a difficult period as, pretty much every industry has as well. The fitness industry, I don't know whether it has or will ever have this bad a sort of period of time again in the physical sense. But what the pandemic does do is, like any tragedy, like any bad point that comes into our life, the night is always darkest before the dawn. And really what you need to do is you need to take as many positives as you can out of any negative situation. And that is what Real Fit is trying to do now. And why we're trying to grow the elements like our online training, our on-demand services, our podcasting, and just giving more to the community as a whole through different means so that the business itself can grow. Because when the physical business is running, it's great and the community is running great, but then time becomes an issue for us trainers, for Joe, who sort of runs this business and sort of sits on the top and kind of tries to help build and grow and take us down different avenues. And what we really wanted to do is grow this online area of the business and grow this online area of what we offer the community. And it's not just our community within this physical gym. We wanted to open up to the entire world in a sense. And as sort of top end as that sounds, that is really what we're trying to look to do now, and with the stage, hopefully, with the vaccine, with everything that's going great, with the pandemic, there's obviously a lot of negatives there, but if we concentrate on the positives and look at what can hopefully be achieved in the next 6 to 12 months, then as part of the fitness community, which we believe we are part of, we don't have a rivalry with any other gym in the local area. We don't stand here and attack any other fitness space, because we understand that as a fitness industry, we have to move forward and we have to work together to help get the nation back to a level of fitness and understanding of, balance that allows them to be happy again. And it's, as I say, it's been a tough time, and it will continue to be a tough time for everyone. And as I say, hopefully if we can go through those next stages over the next few months, things will start clicking back into place. But this is now an opportunity to grow this area of the business, grow the online area of the business, and grow our reach to people so that we can start helping people out. The reason we made the podcast, or the reason that I said to Joe about the podcast, is that I wanted to introduce a level of advice that is not normally what's out there. The fitness industry is, unfortunately, it's infested with the level of perfection and a level of, sort of not misinformation, but a lot of people pulling you in different directions, because what they want is obviously to sell a particular item or sell a particular thing. And that's absolutely fine. This is business at the end of the day. But what gets lost is the fact that people just want to be fitter. They want to be happier. They want to have a good balance in life. So, with work, with family, with friends, you know, with their fitness, with their nutrition. All these things have to be in balance, and there has to be a realness to it. And Real Fit, you know, is perfectly poised to do that, because we call ourselves Real Fit. The goal is that we bring a level of realism to fitness and say, like, you know, this is where you are in your lifestyle at the moment. Let's look at how we can make it better, rather than standing there and saying, this is what we think is good, you know, and you should follow us and be like a sheep and just do whatever we tell you to. It's actually to say, look, you know, these are the advices we can give you. These are the tools that you have available. These, you know, whatever you decide to do, we want to give you advice and do it the best you can to ensure that it's a sustainable thing for the long term, rather than stand there and rubbish everything, which is the current trend from a lot of the top end fitfluencers, if you want to call them that. And I've done my quotation marks, which you wouldn't be able to see, of course. But the best thing to do right now is to bash other things, bash other people, bash other areas of the industry. Because, yes, you know, we don't want people making money out of people's, you know, confusion and selling lies and selling this misinformation. But the truth is that people will follow what they want to follow. That you know, we follow, you know, people, not necessarily the advice they give. So, you know, rather than sit here and make a show where I'm just bashing other industry people or bashing other gyms or bashing other PTs, you know, that's not going to get us anywhere. What we want to do is we just need to find a resolution, find what, you know, dig into deep into sort of different areas of the fitness industry, why they work, why they don't work. And then we can kind of make an assumption of how we can fit that into our day-to-day lifestyle. You know, we have been doing that with our members, you know, for the last 6 years as this gym has been open. What we want to do now is we want to try and bring it out to the wider public and start trying to help people understand that it's not about, you know, a particular method or a particular tool or a particular, you know, exercise or a particular piece of equipment, but actually it's more about, where are you right now? What is your goal? How do we achieve that? The simplest and easiest way we can. And when I say easy, I take that back. I don't want people to understand that this is an easy process, but simple is definitely the right word. The most efficient, simple way of getting the goal that they want to achieve. And that's what we've always been around, and that's what we always try and grow and promote. And that's what we continue to do from here. So this podcast is just for that. Now, it won't just be me you know, blabbing on. As much as I like the sound of my own voice, and hopefully you do too, because otherwise this would be a really excruciating time for you to sit there and listen to me. Other coaches from the gym will be coming in and speaking with me as well about subjects. We always end up sitting down and having, you know, conversations, and they end up being quite fun conversations about different topics. And what would be great is to sit there and get different ideas and different mindsets on different areas of the fitness industry. So you can kind of see the differing views of even, you know, just, you know, two fitness professionals that work in the same environment, who sing from the same hymn sheet, really, in terms of a gym called Real Fit. But we all have our own backgrounds and all our own ideas and what we've, where we've come to in life. As the same as all people's opinions and all people's viewpoints on life. It's built on years and years of you know, habits and you know, conditioning and social, you know, groups that you hang around with. That's what makes your opinions count to you and why you stand so strongly for them. So that's what we really want to show, is that it's not one right answer. It's just what will work for you the best. And that's what we want to try and help you find and help you identify. And also, you know, the big thing for me is, you know, most people know instinctively what they want to do. Most people know instinctively how they want to go into something. Most people instinctively know if they're going to enjoy something or not. So rather than stand there and say that these are the things you need to do and these are the 10 things that you can do to be have a fitter lifestyle and these are the 7 things you can do to burn fat and these are the 6 things you can do to tone up, what we want to really do is say, okay, look, you know if you want to train this way, you know if you want to eat this way, you know what your limitation is going to be. So let's just open you up and say, right, what are your obstacles? What are your weaknesses? Where are you suffering? Because if we find those suffering points for you, that's going to help you out in the long run. And what we don't want to do is continue to fog it up and say, this is definitely the best method. This is definitely the best tool for this advice. What we'd rather do is look at the different variations and say, you know, look, these are the options you have. And that is always a more healthy way of looking at fitness, nutrition, mindset, everything you do. Because if you know you've got a choice and you know that you're not going to pick something and that's going to be it forever, and you have to, you know, you're all, for example, let's just throw it out there. Okay, let's say you wanted to go into keto to try the keto diet out, for example. and you enjoy it and it fits your lifestyle and everything works right for you. But then you watch a documentary on Netflix about, you know, the evils of meat or the, you know, the health degeneration of any other diet except for the polar opposite diet. Then, you know, you suddenly think, oh my God, well, I've chosen keto now. So now I have to stick with what I do. Rather than do that, you can kind of stand there and say, well, okay, well, I enjoy it. This, if it's my lifestyle, if it's ticking all the right boxes, my end, then mentally I can get through that. I don't have to argue against the other side. I don't have to you know, justify what I do as a person. So I'm going to stick with this diet. Or if it does change your mind, you think, actually, you know, I'm not really enjoying this. It's quite hard not eating carbohydrates. I like eating cake. Then you can try something else. And that's what we're here for. We're here to give those bits of advice and to try and find that middle ground for you. Be a bit more realistic, you know, towards your fitness, real fit, right? Okay, so it works. It works as a name. It works as a solution. And that's what we're going to try and do through this podcast, guys. So what would be massively helpful, and I'll remind you at the end as well, is that the more that you guys can input towards us, if you email us at connect@realfitonline.co.uk, that will get an email through to myself, and I can then, you know, look up through them. Any questions or topics you really want us to dig into, you know, I'll remind you again at the end, as I say, but that will be, for me, you know, hugely helpful, because what we, as I say, want to do is we want to serve and we want to help you find your solutions to your problems, to your pain points. We don't necessarily just want to just generically throw things out there, which we may do at the start just to kind of get the ball rolling, right? But it will probably be based on my own imperfections and my own insecurities. And then you can kind of get an idea of what we're looking at. And then you can maybe throw in some ideas as well. But I would be beyond, you know, sort of thankful for any feedback, any talk, you know, any subjects you want to talk about. And even, you know, down the line, what would be really good is to get some members in, get people from the community in to talk about their problems and how we can help solve that as well. So maybe having a solutions-based session live in a podcast if people are happy to talk about it on air. So these are all things we can go into and build into the future. But the more you guys input into the podcast, the more we can actually help you guys out in the long run. So what about me? If you don't know who I am, my name's Kevin Jeffrey. I've been working at Real Fit for 6 years, just over 5 years, probably 5.5 years, and coming up to my 6th year. And, you know, through that time, you know, I've learned a lot. Before this, I used to work in a health and fitness gym over in Nebworth, and I had a great time there. At Odyssey Gym, it was fantastic. You know, the team we had there was really good, and it was a great way for me to be introduced to the industry, because up till my 30th birthday, I used to work in other sectors, in IT, in teaching, in sales and purchasing. I've been all around the different office-based environments you could think of, and it you know, it battered me down to, you know, the bottom end of the pile in terms of my mental health and how I felt about me. My beautiful wife helped me sort of get to a situation. You know, Louise sat me down and I'd had conversations in the past about where I wanted to be in life and what I loved doing. And it was always about the fitness. Fitness took over my life from about 20. You know, the first few years of my life, I was overweight as a child. I was underweight as a child. I had eating disorders and stuff that, you know, weren't ridiculously bad. I don't think I was ever in danger of being, for example, anorexic, but I would certainly find ways to not eat food, to lose weight. And that kind of built a, you know, a strange problem with eating, especially certain foods, which I'm sure a lot of people have, things like carbohydrates, things like, you know, the tasty foods that we can eat, but there's a guilt edge thing there always with myself. And I wouldn't say it was an eating disorder to the extreme, but it certainly is something there which I've had to battle with, the demons I've had to battle with over the last, you know, sort of 39 years that I've been on this planet. So once I qualified as a personal trainer, as I say, I came into the industry at 30 years old, but I'd already been training for, you know, over 10 years up to that point. So I spent a long time in the trenches. I'd been a gym rat for a long time and tried many different forms of training, nutrition, trying to find the one. You know, this is the thing that, as I say, that the advice I try to give people now, and trying to find that one thing that is perfect and fit my lifestyle. And it took me a long time. It probably took me, you know, just under the time that I started working here, really, at Real Fit. I was actually, you know, going through a situation with my training where I was trying to get it to all fit into one place and certain time lengths. And, you know, I had just had kids and trying to get the work done and trying to do all these extra bits. It became quite difficult for me to keep up a lifestyle and a fitness that I had done so before. So through the last 20 years that I've been a gym rat, you know, circumstances have changed quite substantially one way to the other, you know, from working in an office all day and trying to fit my fitness around that lifestyle, and my social time being in my 20s, as I say, hit my 30s, I got a job in the industry, I was in the gym every day, going probably to the extreme end of trying to train multiple times a day, done that, you know, to when I came to Real Fit, we just had, obviously, you know, my son Eddie was 2, my daughter Amber just been born, so there were stresses there that I had to deal with, because I was looking after my home during the day and then doing my PT in the evenings around that, so you know, finding areas and ways to train, you know, again, was always about managing. So I've been through it. I've been through the ringer. And as I say, this podcast is almost a therapy session for me, because what I will do each week when I talk about a subject is I'll give you my experience from it, because I've always been about practicing what I preach. And it's a massive thing for me. You know, everyone that I train on the gym floor, they're doing the workouts that I do myself. I don't train people. I don't try to, you know, train people that want to train a completely different way to me, because it just doesn't sit right with me. I've done it, you know, when I first started in the industry, I'll train anyone. But as I've got older and a bit more, you know, sort of stubborn in my ways, I find that I do better with giving people, you know, the same workouts that I have done myself, because then I know the pain points and I know the things they have to concentrate on. If I haven't done it myself, I feel very uncomfortable telling someone to do something that I haven't done. And in which case then, you know, I'm guessing as much as they are going through the pain, I've got to try and manage their pain points. I've got to try and manage their, you know, their effort. And I don't really know what they're feeling at that stage. So I'm very much, you know, I have to feel it first. I have to go through it first. And that's why when I give advice, it's only ever on things that I feel confident I'm doing so. I'm not going to give you advice on things that I don't have a clue about. I'm not going to give you the scientific background and scientific studies to prove a point of what I'm saying. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say, look, this is what I found worked for me during this part of my life, and it might work for you too. And if it does work, then great. If it doesn't, then cool. You know, you can do whatever you want. It's not really my concern. But the other end of the extreme as well is that I like to dismantle kind of the arguments for and against sometimes of things. So as I say, there's plenty of opportunities for me to kind of give you guys life advice and for what I've gone through. But also what will be good is when we do speak to other people, when we do speak to, you know, other guests, it'll be great to take on that advice as well and to dig into those situations. And hopefully what you'll see is that by opening up about your pain points, about opening up about the problems that you face in your day-to-day lifestyle, will give you a better all-round fitness and a better balance within your life. And you'll be able to see the obstacles that you actually have to take care of, not the aesthetic ones that you think are the important ones. So went deep there, didn't I? I think so anyway. But there, yeah, that's basically it. You know, I've been in the gym rat for 20 years. I'm pretty messed up, you know, so I'm probably the best person to give advice to people on how not to be messed up, right? But I've done all right. I've not really, as I say, mentally succumbed to any sort of problem areas in my life. I've always had people to talk to. I've always had people to, you know, vent to. Mostly my wife, Louise, she has to deal with most of the things I talk about and think about, which is what they're there for, right? But you know, over the time, as I say, you will learn things about me. I want to learn things about you too. And let's together find that level of fitness and the areas of which we can build a fitter, better you for the future and beyond. Okay, guys. So that's a little bit about me. That's a little bit about Real Fit. That's a little bit about why the podcast is around. I don't want these podcasts to be massive, epic ones. So, you know, they're never going to be more than sort of 30, 40 minutes, much like my training. I find that I lose focus after about 40, 45 minutes of time. So I'll try and keep them fairly short end. And the main thing is to get in, give you some efficient advice, talk about a subject, give, you know, as I say, give you guys some answers to your questions and then move on. And we don't have to spend a long time sitting there dissecting it. And as I say, breaking everything down to its bare, you know, bare minimum sort of, or to boredom, basically. So, you know, I don't want you guys sitting there thinking, oh my God, you know, they've been sitting there talking about, you know, the molecular structure of a carbohydrate for the last half an hour to kind of talk about why, you know, controlling your carbohydrates is a good thing, or insulin sensitivity, or whatever it's going to be. You know, let's try not to go down that road of too long a podcast. Okay, guys. So once again, just the information, the more you guys give me, the more we can help, you know, get the answers to your questions. If you email us at connect@realfitonline.co.uk, as I say, that will come straight through to me. I'll be able to then take it on board, look at it, break it down, and then we can bring it into the podcasts. And over the weeks, I want to dive into anything that you feel you need help with, whether it's mental health, whether it's physical health, whether it's, you know, what you stick in your mouth, nutrition-wise, you know, no other forms of what you put in your mouth I really do care about, but nutrition, certainly the food, we can go down. And let's try and help each other build a fitter world. And that will make me happy. And obviously that will then make everyone else happy as well. And we can move forward together. So thanks for listening, guys. Just be awesome. Go get that day. Hopefully, as I say, just give me an email, give me a shout out, give me a like, give me a share, do all those things that mean that we can grow and build this community together and move forward. Thank you very much. See you guys soon.